Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Don't At Me. So excited to be back. Another fresh week of topics to dive into. We're down one member today, which last week we are also down a different member.
So we kind of gained in a way, lost in a way, but it's fine.
Yeah, you win one and then you lose the other.
It's fine.
So Bella's back. Harper's not here this episode. Hopefully next week we'll all be back together.
Maybe Michael will be gone next episode. That'd be crazy.
Maybe one episode I'll just be gone.
It's just the girls.
All right, but if we want to go around and say what we're standing, Dev?
Yes, I'm Devin, a rip in peace Harper. She's not dead, she's just in Colorado. I'm standing the new White Claw flavors because I didn't think of anything else before this, and I'm currently holding one in my hand. I just tried blackberry, and it's very good. And I love blackberries, so yay, White Claw.
Yay, Devin. I'm Bella, and this week I'm standing, it's actually kind of more of like a joke, but Kylie Jenner posted like 12 times on all of her social medias, a very beautiful selfie, but she made sure to put no filter on every single one. Like, it was on her Instagram story, it was on her Instagram, it was on her Twitter, it was on her Snapchat. And like, this is great, Kylie, you're showing us that you have imperfections. I'm so happy for you. But it was just like so funny that she had to say it so many times. I was like, we know that you have acne and stuff. Like, we're aware of that. She's gorgeous, of course, but I just thought it was so funny.
Wait, so it's just I see it now.
If you zoom in, like,
happy Monday,
you can like see her pores, which is very normal. Everybody has pores, but it was just like the fact that she had to make it so apparent that there was no filter on it was so funny to me.
No filter, but a pound of makeup.
Exactly.
On Monday, and it was like, never miss a Monday. And it was like a collage of her working out.
Yeah.
Which is like, no doubt that she stays active, but just like the clip of her running up the hill, I just can't help but feel like she just ran for 5 seconds for that clip.
Yeah,
and she doesn't actually usually run up that hill, is what I speculate.
Yeah, I'm also
like, the way she's like holding the water bottle in her hand is so funny.
It was just Kylie Jenner had a very funny Monday posting.
An eventful Monday on Kylie Jenner's social media.
Literally.
And I'm Michael. This week, all right, I know I'm about 20 years late, but I'm standing Sex and the City because I just started it last week and I've never watched any of it before, and it's so good, of course. And yeah, I was actually talking to my friend, a friend of the show, Emma. She's like a huge like fan, like she knows every single episode. And we were just talking about like how you can like say like what character everyone is, like if you're Carrie, if you're a Samantha, if you're, and so she sent me, we both agreed on like who everyone in the podcast is. And so she says like everyone has two people.
Yeah.
I think everyone just has, I'm just going to give you guys one, and it's pretty, I feel like it's pretty obvious.
Okay.
I don't know the show very well, so.
Oh, well, I'm Carrie Bradshaw, of course.
Yeah. You are though.
Yeah. And then Bella is Samantha, who's Kim Cattrall, like the blonde one.
Yeah.
Devin, you're Miranda.
Yeah, that's
she's
true.
She's like the confident, like, yeah, she like busts everyone. And then Harper is Charlotte, which is also very true.
It's all very true. But sometimes I do think that I could be a Carrie. Like, I know you haven't probably gotten there with the whole Mr. Big situation. That's just so
me.
But at the end of the day, like, I just am Samantha.
Carrie was the second person that she gave you. And she said I was Samantha and Carrie too, but I don't think I'm
Samantha. I think, yeah, I think you are though.
Really?
I think you are.
Everyone, I'm take that everybody as a compliment.
Tell us, we're going to make a poll on our Instagram. Tell us who Michael is, because I need to know. Because I think it's both of them.
All right, we'll do it. But yeah, loving that show. So news this week. You know, it's just another Monday or Tuesday, I guess, we're recording this. And of course, it's another day of James Charles getting accused of grooming yet another underage boy.
Yeah. Just sad.
It's literally, yeah. It was six, like, the sixth one in a year. Like, do you think he'd like maybe learn at this point?
No.
Like, no. I saw a TikTok today of a girl talking about it. I like didn't know much about this particular instance, but she was just like, it's just basically like, if even if he's not doing anything outrightly really harmful or like technically I guess illegal, you would say, mm-hmm. It's so and effed up just because he knows the power he holds over fans, and especially minors. I mean, that then you get into like legality and stuff, but it's like, even if they weren't even minors, it's like, as a fan of someone like that, they, that celebrity, they already hold so much over you. Yeah. So in a way, using that power to your advantage and even being like, so just taking advantage of your fans, it's just so. Yeah.
Has he said anything?
I don't think he said anything about this recent one, but there's been like, I know that there's been six of them in the past year. Like, that's so bad.
It's just like, I wish that people would like start to hold them accountable. I do think that some people have said stuff, but I don't know, just like not in the way, I don't know. Like, I just think that he deserves to get
like canceled and like,
yeah, like at least slightly canceled. Like, he needs to like own up. I think what he needs to do is own up to it, because all he does is lie about it. And it's just like,
it's like this thing where he's like, oh, they baited me into this, mm-hmm. because he's, oh, they fooled me into this. Is so it's like, okay, even if that is true, if your fans are baiting you into this, again, that's not the only narrative. The narrative still here is that you are being creepy to your fans. So it's like, maybe
also, I get that, but at the same time, like, I saw one of the TikToks today that one of them posted, and like, they look like a 16-year-old. Like, isn't he just like even the slightest bit suspicious that like maybe they're lying about their age? Like, that shouldn't be an excuse anymore. If it's the sixth time that this has happened, like, this kid literally looked 16 or 17. Like, that's not even an excuse anymore.
I think that our message to James Charles is to stay out of people's DMs and mind your business. Like, literally, like, I just can't even believe like being a celebrity and just like DMing a random person. Like, anything you say to them is going to be leaked onto the internet. Like, you know, like, I can't even comprehend that.
Like, in so many of his other like internet scandals and feuds that don't have to deal with this, I feel like he always, like, he has often come out as like in the right, because for so long people did defend him, because again, he did get famous at 16. Like, he has been a child basically this whole time. So when he is fighting with like 40-year-olds on the internet, people are always like, okay, you guys really do need to back off, because like, James, again, like, was exposed, mm-hmm. like, became famous at such a young age, and he really was a victim, I think, in a lot of situations. But it's just like, okay, but I wanted to believe you were a good person because of that, but now you really just suck in other ways. He sucks.
Sucks so bad.
Do you guys think it's weird that he's best friends with Charli D'Amelio?
Yeah, but are they even best friends?
I mean, I'm sure it's like a manufactured thing.
I don't know.
I feel like I saw like a lot of people just being like, it's so weird that he's been caught like trying to talk to underage boys, and then he's also best friends with a 16-year-old. I feel like obviously like so much of his friendship with Charli is like a PR stunt.
Yeah. Like, also, if you think about it, like, him and Tati were best friends, so that's probably a little bit weirder.
She's like really old, right?
She's like 40, maybe. She's probably 30, like 5 when they start to be friends. So in a sense, no, I don't think it's weird, because like, he is probably somebody good for Charli to look up to. Like, he's successful, he maybe doesn't know how to deal with fans, but like, in Charlie's eyes, like, he is probably a helpful person, and I wouldn't consider that as weird as maybe people think it is.
Well, how old is he right now?
21.
Yeah, I think he's 21. I think he's my age.
Yeah, I mean, it is like kind of like, you know, and like, Charli can be mature for her age, and he like, it doesn't necessarily have to be weird, but in a sense it also is like, if your closest friend is all of a sudden like, old, and might just be kind of like, maybe people your age kind of got on to the fact that you're a little weird and don't want to be your friend, so that you can kind of your people.
Yeah, I agree. But I also don't think that he's actually like harmful, if that makes sense. Like, I don't think he would ever do anything to Charli, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
No, yeah, I don't think he would either. Because I think he's just like weird and like kind of a creep.
Yeah. Well, because like, I see like Tana be a lot of friends with a lot of younger TikTokers, and nobody ever says anything about that, but it's just because she doesn't have like prior allegations against it. So,
at this point, whereas like James, I feel like always has tried to keep his reputation very polished and like always advocate for himself.
Yeah.
He's been like multiple times. Like,
yeah, I think it just might be a little different, like age differences in the influencer world, because they're kind of all doing the same thing. As opposed to like when you're 16 and like in the real world, like you're going to school and like a 21-year-old might have a job or something like that. Like they're actually doing the legitimate same thing. So maybe that's why it's different.
That's a good point.
I don't know. That's just what I
think. Yeah. I think it's time for James Charles kind of like own up to it. And I think that's like kind of where we're all going.
Yeah.
Pushing it. And it just is an even worse look for him.
Yeah, I think he's just like always lying, and like he just gets really like hostile about it too, and it's just like, well, if this person didn't tell me, like it's always just like a huge rebuttal and not just being like, sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But I hope he owns up to it soon. I honestly just don't like him that much. I think he's kind of annoying. But I do think he is like a good figure to an extent, like popular boy in makeup.
Past the need for him, you know.
Yeah, like we already have people who are able to accomplish.
Yeah, there were times that we needed James Charles, especially like the makeup boy wearing makeup industry, that type of situation, but we are just much further past that. So
cancel him because of that. But I'm just saying, if you're weird, if he keeps doing this stuff, which he does, and he also doesn't know how to handle it as a mature adult, then I'm just saying, okay, off with your head, because I really
don't
think that much.
Yeah.
It's weird though, like, is there any unproblematic YouTube beauty, like, makeup artist?
Like, no.
Like, they're all weird somehow. They all have, like, some scandal.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it's everybody I watch has always been in, like, some sort of drama.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever. All right, so then today, it was just another morning. I was doing my little workout, and all of a sudden, I see my phone blowing up, and suddenly, Ariana Grande is a judge on season 21 of The Voice.
Mm.
So a lot of people were talking about it. I just feel like whenever anyone becomes a judge on The Voice, it's kind of not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But Ariana, like, I think it's weird. So what do you guys think?
I don't know. I think it's weird too. Like, I guess when I kind of think of people who judge singing, vocal, whatever shows, like that, talent shows, not that their like career is over, but kind of like they've settled in what their career was and is fine doing that. Like am I wrong? Was Miley Cyrus on The Voice?
Miley Cyrus used to be on, but that was when she like wasn't really hitting.
Okay. Yeah. So that kind of makes sense. But like, I just feel like Ariana Grande is like, I don't know. I feel like she's not done yet. So I feel like it's weird. Like, she's going to be sitting next to like Blake Shelton. Like, I feel like that's weird.
Like, look at the other people. It's like Kelly Clarkson. No denying that she is an incredible vocalist, pop star, and whatever. But yeah, it's like the peak of her career. You know, she's not even in the midst of her huge fame. So like, but to say that Ariana, like, it's probably true that Ariana is. Like, not even if she's not peaking, she's definitely in the midst of it. My immediate reaction was, this is weird, but also like she hasn't done anything. She can't tour. So like, she hasn't toured in a year.
Yeah, that's so true.
Won't be touring anytime soon, because even though we might see live music come back, it's going to be very like restricted and limited. So for like Ariana, she might not even want to attempt that, because like, you know, trying to limit her shows would be insane. So she might just say, you know what, I'm not touring, and this is a better opportunity for me right now. So maybe that's what it is.
Well, I think a big thing is, okay, first of all, I heard about that a lot too, Devin, just like, she's not able to tour right now, and touring is probably a big source of income for her. And I don't think Ariana Grande like needs money. Like, she's obviously doesn't like need anything like that, but like, if it is like a big thing for her, like, obviously she's gonna do it. I think they must have given her a huge paycheck. Like, I think so far Katy Perry has been the biggest, like the most paid TV competition judge, because she's getting a lot of money for American Idol right now. But I'm sure they gave Ariana a ton of money to revamp that show.
Yeah, they're probably just trying to draw I guess maybe a younger demographic to it, if you will. I don't know. Yeah, I can't imagine though.
Like, I can't imagine what it's gonna be like.
I know, and like also imagine like you are on The Voice and Ariana Grande is your like coach. Like, I don't know how anybody would make it through that. Like, I wouldn't even be able to say two words to that woman. Like, what? That's crazy.
There's so many memes, and it's like you and I'm on The Voice, and like Blake Shelton turns his chair around instead of Ariana Grande, and it's like someone crying. Like, no, everyone's gonna want her.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even like. Yes, she's so talented, but like, I mean, we've seen her live. Like, she's like so like little, like I don't know, like little cutesy. Like, I can't even imagine her like having like an actual like opinion, like in like saying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
I can't imagine her like being mean or like critical.
Like giving a critique. Yeah, like she's gonna be like, yeah, it's really good. Like, I don't know.
Like, really excited about people that she really likes, and like that's it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, when we think about it, like, Katy Perry's kind of like settled at this point. Like, she's not really going, like, she already peaked. But then it's like, Britney did it on The X Factor, but she kind of had peaked earlier. Miley had peaked. Kelly Clarkson had peaked. Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton have obviously peaked. But then it was like, Nicki Minaj did it when she was really big on American Idol.
I would also even say that Nicki's made her peak too. Like, she has.
By that point,
she's not done, but she at that point I think she'd already kind of like accepted, like, not defeat, but just like, yeah, this is something that she, I just feel like this could just be a part of Ariana's career, because there's just no way that like Ariana, she's also so young. It's just like, it's also the age thing. I feel like she's very young.
I don't know, it's just like the, I can't even, like, the thought of it is just weirding me out. I don't know why it's so strange, but I guess I'm just used to like not a washed up like artist, but basically, yeah, like turning around. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's Ariana Grande. Like, is she gonna wear her like 27-inch ponytail too? Like, I just like,
so that's what they're gonna want.
Yeah, like what?
No, I just feel like Katy Perry is like the perfect example of like someone who like you would expect to reality TV show, but still make it really interesting because she's still Katy Perry, and like they put her in all those outfits and those in that makeup every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, she looks amazing.
She's always like got her like hair spiked and she's sitting there like.
I would say though, oh wait, I forgot what I was about to say. Never mind. Oh well, we actually put a poll on our Instagram story, and we asked the listeners if they were going to watch Ariana, and let's see, 67% said yes and 33% said no.
Good split. I feel like they're interesting.
Michael, yeah. I know that you said no.
I just feel like I'm not gonna I hate those shows. Like, I literally, like, I never watch them.
No, but I will,
and I feel like they happen so often.
I'm more likely to watch like it with, like, if my mom's watching it, I'm probably more likely to watch it with my mom if Ariana Grande is on the TV. Like, I am.
No, like, I will want to, I just want to see what she's like. I've never watched The Voice, like, past the blind audition, because it's not fun anymore after that.
You know, I feel like it's always happening too. Like, there's always somehow every night a new episode of The Voice, and I don't know how the seasons keep coming.
It's so true.
It has been ruined for me too, because I just know how much BS it is.
Yeah.
And you know, because I mean, obviously everyone knows this, it's all curated, and like, but like, I have been aware of some of the most talented people who have auditioned that I know personally, but I also just, I've watched a good amount of shows. I know people who have auditioned for those shows that have not even made it past auditions. And it's like, it's just BS. It's all BS.
Yeah. Also, when was the last person, or just anyone ever, who has been mainstream famous because of The Voice?
We could do a whole episode on like American Idol winners and like, why haven't they been famous? Like, it's so weird. It's so
I feel like people who haven't won are more famous than people who have won.
Runner-ups have always been like more popular. It's because of like the contracts that you get put into from shows, I think.
Wait, wasn't Adam Lambert a runner-up?
Yeah, like Adam Lambert, Jennifer Hudson, Catherine McPhee, like they were all runners up.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember the first time I saw Todrick Hall ever though was on American Idol. And he
was like, on American Idol.
Yeah, I just like, it was literally, he made up like his own like song about the judges. It's the funniest thing in the world. I mean, he's very talented, but I don't know. I remember weird things like that.
Always wind up more famous.
It's Or like, I don't remember. Did Jordan Sparks win or did she not win? I don't remember.
She won. She won.
Yeah.
I remember voting for her.
Queen.
I used to watch American Idol all the time. I was so into it for like two seasons.
Last time we heard from Philip Phillips. Anybody?
I forgot about him. Or Scotty McCreary. Remember him?
I was trying to think of his name. Chris Allen.
I think Kelly Pickle won the first season ever, if I'm mistaken. I think that's true.
Carrie Underwood won. She's huge.
It might have been Kelly Pickler, not Pickle.
I thought it was Kelly Clarkson.
Well, no. Two different people. Kelly Clarkson won, though, did she?
Kelly Clarkson won, but Kelly Pickler also. Or maybe it is just Pickle. I don't know what it is, but I know she won.
Sound like Pickler.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, I guess I'm hoping to see all 67% of you that voted yes. I hope you'll be watching that night. It's not starting until like the fall, I think. Oh, that's the thing I forgot about. So apparently Ariana is coming out with another album that's going to start in the fall. And so she's going to use the show to promote the album.
I feel like she doesn't need an entire show to promote an
album. She doesn't. Everybody's going to listen to it anyways.
Yeah, but Positions, because I was, reading Twitter about it. And apparently Positions was like her weakest opening.
Really?
Yeah. And so it didn't debut as much, which granted Positions was kind of like a rushed thing, I think. Like, I just don't think she cared about it that much.
Yeah, and I also.
In a good way.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the music was particularly bad, because I do think that some people like to listen to that type of, I don't know, maybe slower R&B, if you will, type of music. That's not really our moods all the time. But I do think it wasn't really except for 34, 35 and Positions, it wasn't really an everybody album like her stuff usually kind of is. You know what I mean?
Does that make sense?
Even the aspects that she's going for don't always hit even the audiences. I don't even think R&B fans listen to Ariana. They're not there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, because. Yeah. That was my whole thing, where I wanted it to be a Mariah Carey album. And it kind of was a Mariah Carey album, but it just wasn't good.
Maybe her next album will be a Mariah Carey album.
I don't want her to do it anymore because she's not good at it. Sorry. What were you saying, Dad?
What's your source on the new album?
Oh, okay. So there's this Twitter account and it's called The All Knower. Have you heard of it, Devin? Mm-hmm. It's based, they are legitimately an insider, and they tweet all this stuff about Taylor Swift, before it's released, and they release album covers before they are posted. So I don't know who it is, and I don't know how it hasn't been taken down yet. But it's at The All Knower on Twitter. And they're definitely just very heavily involved in the music industry somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And they always get insider information and they tweet it, especially about Taylor Swift.
I always wonder how people like that get their information that. And then there's this guy called Reality Steve, on all different reality shows. He knows everything that's going to happen, especially The Bachelor. And I'm just how do you know that? How are you finding this out? I'm so curious.
I wish it was me.
Yeah, I wish it was you too.
Yeah, but good luck to Ariana. I'm sure they'll get a huge audition turnout. Everyone's gonna want Ariana. Wait, I was also thinking today, wouldn't it be so fun if we did an episode of Don't At Me, but it was the X Factor or The Voice, and we had people come on and sing for us, and they audition for us, and then we have if we don't like it, we have the buttons, it's
yeah. We volunteer for this.
I feel like we
have to find people somehow, maybe on Craigslist, people who are looking to audition.
We have a few friends who maybe would do a fake persona too. I know a few of those guys.
I want real ones though.
Okay, we can do that.
I feel we'd be able to find people. And maybe if I really planned it.
Yeah, that'd be so funny.
I'd have to get us the button though, because that's my favorite part.
The buzzers.
Yeah. All right, but moving into our music segment, wanted to talk today about this new Lil Nas X song. It's called Montero. At first I thought it was just called Call Me By Your Name. It's called Montero, Call Me By Your Name, because Montero is his real name. It came out on Friday. I thought the song was a banger. I think it's so good. I love the song.
This is true. It's a banger.
Yeah, but then I was scrolling through Twitter that night and the next morning, and he's received a ton of backlash because in the music video, he like almost goes into heaven, and then he like rides a stripper pole down to hell, and he's like riding on the devil. And so somehow people took that really seriously, and now people are really mad at him, saying that he's like glorifying Satan. He's also coming out with like sneakers that have like the Satan symbol on it.
Today, they all sold out in like a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're like $1,000 too. And they have like a drop of human blood in them.
The only thing I was really like, is this necessary? Was the human blood thing. Do we think that's even real?
I don't know.
It's so, okay. I love the song. Uh-huh. And I think the music video is like kind of funny because it's always like how people say that gay people are going to hell.
Yeah.
And so then he like goes to hell and like seduces Satan, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like kind of like anything, like after watching that Nightcrawler thing about that guy who's like a Satanist, I'm so like afraid of like any type of like satanic like symbolism or anything. So it kind of like freaked me out a little bit, but I loved it otherwise. What about you?
Did you guys see the video of like the Christians who like gathered in that mega church and like the pastor was like talking about the music video? Like, I knew that people were angry, but I didn't understand that people were like so incredibly like, this was taking up all their energy that they were like actually gathering in like churches and like talking about it.
Yeah, I just think that people need to like, I don't know, people just can't enjoy things anymore. Like, I'm sure, like, I really think it's all in good fun. And like, yeah, maybe he was making a little joke out of it, but like, it's still just a song. Like,
yeah,
I think people just take things too far. But I did see, like, the song is great. Like, I think people just need to get over it is what I would say to that. Like, it's just a song. Anyways, Nike is suing him though for those because I guess, I mean, I kind of understand that in a way because like, it's Nike brand shoes and like they don't want their label like associated with that, which I mean, like
suing them if they worked with him to do it,
huh?
Or are they suing him if they
worked? They didn't. He went through another company using Nike shoes, so they're Nike is suing the company that he went through, not Lil Nas. So it's like,
I
don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know why like the Nikes having the Nike symbol on it was like a big deal to them. Like, it literally doesn't matter. It's kind of like, I guess, like a boutique type of thing. Like, they purchased it and then they like decorated it or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I was confused about because I thought that Nike made the shoes with him.
That's what I thought too. And then when I saw that, I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
I wasn't following very closely to it, so I just saw all the tweets about Nike and I was like, what is going on with Nike? And I really wasn't following too closely the whole backlash about the music video either, because I was just like, I understand. Like, every time I think that people might not be absolutely insane over something, people are absolutely insane over something. I feel like I have more faith in humanity than I should. Like, because like with like stuff like WAP too, I'm just like, I feel like as a society we've progressed past the need to like publicly have a backlash about this kind of stuff. We always do anyway, and I'm just like, oh my god, what, guys? Also, Lil Nas is a troll. Like, he's fully just a troll. Everyone's giving him what he wants. You see the way he's feeding into it on social media and Twitter. He's literally the funniest person alive.
I saw a tweet that was like, it was like, this man was a barb. He will troll you until the day you die, because he used to have like a Nicki Minaj like stan account.
He did. I saw somebody like gather like that song and WAP together. Maybe it was just like Lil Nas and Cardi B and like something about them. And I was like, can we just get over it? Like, if you don't like it, that's fine. Like, everyone has their own opinion. But like, what's the point? Like, guess what? They're famous and you're not. Like, what are you going to do about it? Like, I don't understand. Really? Like, I don't get it.
And like, I've seen this whole thing about like, okay, so Christian groups are mad at him for doing something that references how Christian people always tell gay people that they're going to hell, even though maybe, what was it, like 2 weeks ago, the Pope literally said that like being gay is still a sin. So it's like, why are you mad at him just for confirming what you're already preaching?
Yeah, like, you've already stated it, he's just restating it, like, literally. Like,
you consider yourself like a progressive Christian who's also mad at him because you're like maybe one of the Christians who are like, that's not me. I love gay people. Like, he needs to stop that narrative. That's also part of the problem because you're just like, just let him have this because people are still like this. Like,
literally.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, I just think that also, like, again, like you said, Devin, he's a troll. Like, everyone's taking it too seriously. Let him do a little dance. Let him make a little song. Like, it's going to be okay. Really? Like,
it was funny.
Like, yeah. It's not going to kill anybody. Like, he's fine.
He's costuming and, like, what he's doing with his visuals and his makeup, like, he is fully, like, expressing himself, too, like, which is just so cool because I feel like he's come such a long way in the past few years of, like, when he, like, did his, like, coming out thing, like, through that music video, and now we're, like, fully, like, embrace this, and if that's also what, like, he wants to do, that is so also awesome because not only is he, like, a queer, you know, Black singer, but he's like literally, you know, doing like a lot, and it's there's so much for young kids to look up to. Like, did you see the tweet that was like, this is all we had to look up to when I was a kid, and it's Kurt Hummel.
I saw that. Yeah, yes, it was like Kurt Hummel wearing like the I Like Boys shirt from Glee and like Santana saying like Lebanese or something.
That is it. So funny. Oh my God.
Such progressive like representation for everyone, even which is even so happy. So much better, I think. But has everything just been so heavy lately? Like, I feel like everything on the internet.
Everything.
I think everybody needs to calm down. Like, I don't know what they need to do.
Discourse about Lil Nas, like everything has just been like so incredibly
like, have those guys ever heard about like Xanax or anything? Like, I think you need to calm down. Maybe even a Benadryl would do them well. Like, I don't know.
Seriously.
Maybe just don't follow Lil Nas X and Cardi B. Like,
I just like stop. Well, yeah, I'll never understand like people hating on them so much. Like, okay, then don't watch or listen or see what they do. It's that simple.
And it's always about the children. Okay, don't let your children
talk to really, like that's your fault.
Don't let them have a phone. Like, I don't know what to tell you guys. Like,
literally. Well, anyways, his album's coming out this summer. It's called Montero. I always liked Lil Nas X, but I never really paid that much attention to him. But I had been waiting for this song for a while because he'd been teasing it on like TikTok and stuff. And I knew it was going to be really good just from like the snippets that I had heard.
Yeah.
It was really good.
So, oh, wait. I saw a bunch of funny TikToks. I don't know if you guys saw them, but it was like basically a girl. Like, I think they were like saying they were speaking to God, and they're like, I swear I don't like girls. Like, I promise. And then, like, you like hear the song in the background, and she's like staring at him, and she like looks back at God. She's like, what was that? It's so funny. It's literally hilarious.
All right. Next on the list, we talked about her a little bit last week, but I know Bella wanted to talk about Addison Rae and her new song, Obsessed. Addie Bella, Ra-Ra. Take it away.
Addie Ra-Ra. This is what I want to say. I don't know if Addie Ra-Ra's song is good. I won't tell you, is it lyrically and vocally the greatest thing I've ever heard? No. Is it fine? Sure. But what I will say is that she is an incredible performer. I know that was pre-recorded, but like, she is just like, I mean, she is a dancer, so it does make sense. But like, I was just like, for like her first kind of situation like that, like I was like, wow, like she's just like eye-catching. And I was like, I guess she is Addison Rae at the same time, so maybe that's why. But I was just like, I wasn't expecting it to be that good. Like, I actually like truly enjoyed myself.
She's so good.
You just need to get on those lyrics and fix whatever's going on there, because it's bad. That's not good. But I don't know, I was just like, she's an incredible performer. Like, she's just very entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Fallon performance, but I feel like the music video you watch and you're just like, this is like, she can move and she genuinely has a presence.
Yeah.
She does have a presence. Like, she's, you know.
I wouldn't say that her voice is bad either. I think they need to take the auto tune that they have on her song off of it a little bit at least.
Because either like take it out or like amp it up to make her voice like interesting. Like,
yeah.
Make it like the like obvious auto tune. Like, yeah. Robotic stuff like that could be fun.
Oh my God, think about this, doing this after, right after this whole Bryce Hall drama went down, like for the millionth time, right? Because he cheats on her all the time. I feel like a year ago me would literally be in awe by the way that I'm talking about this right now, because I didn't know who Bryce Hall was like a couple months ago. So it's so funny, but I'm just like, but imagine like your boyfriend, what it was it? Like everyone publicly saw him like kissing another girl or something.
Yeah.
So oh, really?
No, thank you. Yeah, no, like you're like, yeah, you're obsessed with me and so am I, babe. Like
found performance music video, hot music video, song. Like what a dream. That's awesome.
You need Devin, you need to go watch the performance because it's even hotter than
it's
the music
video. So good.
Like she's
she's gonna end up being like really like kind of interesting just because like okay, like I feel like TikTokers doing music have like this bad rap, especially because of like Dixie. But yeah. I thought she washed all of Dixie's songs with that one song. And I think that Addison Rae is like, I feel like she's doing like a lot more like promise. Like Dixie's going like the, I don't want to say like Kardashian route, but like she's like, her family like has like the TV, like the reality show and like all that stuff. And like she has rich parents. Whereas like Addison Rae, like she's doing that. Her movie is coming out on Netflix. Like she's all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, so that's going to be cool. And like, I don't know, like Charlie XCX was in the studio with her and I love Charlie XCX.
Mm-hmm,
I think she's really underrated. And so like, it's A, going to be cool if they're making music, but like Charlie XCX like makes a lot of music for like artists right now. And like she said on TikTok, she's like, no, like Addison Rae is like actually pretty talented.
Yeah. I tend to agree. Just like, I don't know. Not that I think that song is anything amazing, but I'm also interested to see how well she is as an actress too, because like she is such a good performer. So a part of me feels like she might be good. But also I was going to say, because I watched her interview with on the show as well, somebody needs to give that girl like a card of something to read off of, because she's just not good at answering questions. I was like, you think somebody would have briefed her on that? I don't know. She just kind of was like going on and on and on. And I was like, Addie Rara, come on now, girl.
I get that though, because I feel like these kids that like,
they're not like, yeah,
have like real speaking skills or like real social skills.
Yeah, no.
But I mean, still, I like you guys were just saying, I think it is cool that like she might actually have some promising talent that we actually might see, because when you think about it, like not to be kind of a downer, but like these people that we make famous on TikTok, it could really be anyone. And I do think Addison Rae is like one of the prettiest people of all time. Yes. And she moves really well on TikTok, but at the end of the day, TikTok is kind of just like a matter of the algorithm and like who we make famous. And I think that like the creators of some of these famous TikTok dances, they should be the ones who are like really getting the Fallon interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
And but you know so it's just kind of like, oh, you know, it's so just weird the way TikTok makes people famous. Yeah. And it's kind of random, but I do think that at least if this was a random thing, then at least maybe Addie Rara is delivering in a way.
Yeah. I do wish the best for her, and I hope that it works out well for her, because I think that she's good and I love her.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what she does. I feel like a lot of people just like aren't really going to take her seriously that often.
Mm-hmm. She said that her another single is coming out way sooner than we think on the interview, so I don't know what that
means. Weekend, because the first one was a surprise, so maybe yeah.
Coming like she did not say anything about that.
I didn't really think that song is like pretty bad, so I really think that like if there's like a new song that like might actually be better, that would be cool.
That would be awesome for us.
Charlie XCX collab.
Yes. Eddie, Mama, if you're listening.
Speaking of new single, this Thursday Olivia Rodrigo is back with the new song.
I'm so excited. It looks so good.
I'm really excited because I love her and I'm really excited.
Also just like the vibe of what she posted, like I can't.
I love her Driver's License, but like I don't like listening to that kind of music, like sad. I don't like listening to sad music.
I don't listen to it anymore.
Yeah, I really haven't listened to it ever really, besides when it was like extremely famous. So maybe this will be like, maybe it's gonna be a bop,
a little boppy bop.
Maybe like giving me bop, and I feel like she's gonna deliver us a good bop, because she's a Taylor Swift fan, so I feel like she'll give us a good bop.
Yeah,
I also feel like probably like every music writer probably wants to work with her right now. Like she has her pick of the litter right now, so like she could do whatever she wants.
Yeah, feel like that'd be good. I feel like she's about to serve us with some
it's
real.
It's called Deja Vu.
Like what?
It sounds like it's gonna be a bop.
Kind of sounds like it's gonna be everything that I need right now.
Wait, she also posted a picture on Instagram. Okay, this is like tea that I just saw.
Didn't she delete all of her photos?
Yeah, well, she deleted all her photos and started posting like teasers about it. Uh-huh. but she just posted a picture on Instagram, and it's of her. There's like a giant billboard in LA about it. Mm-hmm. And she posted herself like standing in front of it, and she like had her middle fingers up, and people were like, can you imagine like what Disney would have done if Miley did that? Which like, I feel like that's true. Cause like Disney like disowned Miley.
They did.
So I feel like it's cool that Disney's becoming like more relaxed with like their star. Maybe doing something like a little edgier when it's not Disney.
Is the musical, High School Musical series, is that aired on Disney or is it just Disney Plus?
Just Disney Plus.
Disney Plus is also a little bit, I don't know why, but maybe there's just some difference between like just it being a streaming service, you know?
True.
Maybe it's less like strict because like also we're just not in this era of like Disney Channel stars, but that's definitely a good point.
Yeah. Also, like, she's harmless. Like, please stop.
I know. She seems so nice.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I wish we got her on the podcast when she, like, wasn't as famous.
Also, Devin, Spicy Pisces is her bio. That's so funny.
She's giving me great Pisces representation because we don't have a lot over here. It's slim pickings. And Olivia Rodrigo is giving us Pisces representation.
Okay. Wait, all her old posts are back, I think.
Only 36. I feel like that's not so all
weird.
You're all of them to post that first thing.
Yeah, why does she have to do that? I don't know. Maybe she's trying to reinvent her Instagram. That's fine. I agree.
She's in her Reputation Taylor Swift era, which I'm 100% here for. First era ever, and it's her Reputation era. She's kind of a queen for that.
Like, literally.
She had no choice.
Oh no. God,
yeah. Hopefully, like, also she'll give some more info. Like, maybe when the single comes out, like, she'll give like a pre-save for like her album or something, because I really want her new album to come out.
Yeah. Maybe Sabrina Carpenter will come out with another shitty song that's like kind of good after.
I honestly really love that Sabrina Carpenter song. Sorry.
Kind of good, but like it's just like normal.
Yeah, it's normal, but like maybe we'll get more drama. I can't wait for Joshua Bassett to post on his story and be like, I'm so proud of you, Liv.
Like, congrats.
Great record, Olivia.
That's exactly how he talks. Like, that's like, imagine how I
hear. Wait, I also, isn't the new season of High School Musical like coming out soon?
Coming in hot soon.
She's really.
A lot of new seasons.
Oh, and she's going to come out with new music for that too. Like, she writes
the music. Oh, yeah. She has original music in that. Yeah. Wow.
It's really just all coming up, Olivia Rodrigo.
TikTok is just going to blow up.
It's going to combust. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to be able to take all of that Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, you know, well, you can hear about it next, and it'll be on the next episode of Don't At Me. But that's all I have for this episode. Does anyone have anything they want to add?
You know what? I don't know.
I feel like we covered all our bases. At first, going, like, this morning, I was kind of like, this might be, like, a slow, like, I just, like, didn't really think that much happened, but, like, a lot of stuff ended up happening. Yeah.
Really, it's just like most of the week has been taken up by Lil Nas discourse.
Lil Nas, and like suddenly this Ariana Grande thing, like taking up more space in my head than I thought it would.
Yeah, I think
this happened like today.
Yeah, it was literally this morning. I was so surprised.
I think that the only thing that I might actually have to say is Victoria Paris, if you're listening, you need to come on the podcast. I think that's the only thing.
Is she from TikTok?
Yes.
So much. I love her so much.
Like, I think I'm going to email her right now, actually, now that I think about it.
I actually think we're just going to meet her in the city one day.
Oh my God, she's literally,
yeah.
Is she there?
Yeah, she lives there.
Oh, we have to find her.
Okay, Victoria, if you're listening, we are all Victorians, even though Michael.
I feel like we could get her on.
She has like 600,000 followers. So.
I've been following her when she had like 200,000.
Me too, so.
Even 100.
I'm gonna
leave that up to you guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna email her right now, Michael.
All right, but that's it for this episode. Do we want to go around and give our social media handles and say goodbye?
Bye, everyone. See you next episode. My name is Devin. Signing off here with my strawberry white claw. Now I have moved on. Strawberry doesn't taste like much.
Like, I like the strawberry one.
It just kind of like tastes like a white claw.
Okay.
My handle is Devin Keen on Instagram, and yes, yeah, that's it.
Good night, everybody. Have a good night. I'm Bella. My handle is B Bella Sprague on Instagram. Follow don't at me.mp3 on Instagram and on TikTok, and email us if you want to, I don't know, get a fun response. And that's it.
Email us if you want to come on our episode of The X Factor. Exactly. If you want to audition for us.
Serious inquiries only, please.
Serious. No, literally, it's going to happen. Maybe that'll be like our season finale this year, is like an episode of The X Factor.
Yes.
And I'm Michael at Michael Major on Instagram, but the Owen Major is a zero. Don't forget to follow Don't At Me. And yeah, hopefully we'll just have, I want to get some more guests back on the podcast. We're going to have more TV episodes.
Weeks for everybody, but we'll inquire about some guests.
Yeah. If anyone has anyone they want to see like on the podcast that they want, think we should like reach out to, let us know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for this episode. So thank you for listening, and don't at me.